What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and shout outs to people locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for two more hours. This show, I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yeah, this is halftime of the show. If you missed the first half, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Stephon Diggs. We talked about Angel Reese. Damn it, we just talked about the breaking news. It's not a joke. That UConn, the UConn men's basketball team, like they're stuck in Connecticut right now. Their plane is having mechanical issues. As of right now, they are unable to get to Phoenix, Arizona for the national championship. Well, let me slow down. To the Final Four. To their game against Alabama on Saturday. I'll slow down just a little bit. Anyway, I don't expect to give you flight information and flight updates, but if they take off, I'll let you know. Either way, thank you so much to some of our guests who've joined us already. Sean Pendergrast. He covers the Houston Texans for Sports Radio 610. Damn it, he's the morning show host down in Houston, Texas on 610 The Loop. He came through to talk about Stephon Diggs being the newest member of the Houston Texans. Also, thank you so much to Mike DeCourcy. Covers basketball, college basketball, for Sporting News. He believes that UConn will win, as a lot of us do. He also said that the WNBA, we also know this, is going to get a great big boost with Caitlin Clark. And so we've talked about a lot. You know, next hour we'll spend some more time and what's going on from the Buffalo Bills perspective. Looks pretty miserable if you ask me. We just talked about the Kansas City Chiefs potentially moving from their current site because billionaires want taxpayers to pay for their stadiums. And so that's a great opportunity. Coming off of some of the talks that we've just had over the past hour, it's a great opportunity to give you a top six list tonight where we take a look at some of the biggest villains in the world of sports. And so that's what we'll do in a minute. If you've missed a minute of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can always tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Shout outs to everybody listening at work. Maybe you're building something, protecting people. Maybe you're just holding it down. And if you're holding it down, you know what the hell I'm talking about. Much love to you. Keep your head up. Anyway, it's a lot going on. Odyssey app, CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. And boom, the JR Sport Brief Show pops right on up. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Done a lot of talking about the bad guys today. We've done a lot of talking about the bad girls today. The people that you hate. The people that you love to hate. The people that you tune in to see lose. To get eviscerated. To get smacked. LSU, Iowa. People tune in. Boxing matches, grudge matches, rumble in the jungle. Fight of the century. People love a good fight. People love a good good versus evil. People love a matchup that you're heavily invested in. People want to see somebody get beat. And so today, I'm going to share with you a top six list of some of the biggest villains in sports. And I'm talking about right now. I mean, I could have put together one hell of a list and just looked at historical figures in sports. People that just they drive you nuts, that you can't stand. Bad owners, bad coaches. But I wanted to stick to things a little bit more recent. I wanted to stick to individuals that are a little bit more relevant to what's going on in the world of sports right now, this second. And trust me, there is no way in hell that I could have fit only six individuals on this list when it comes down to villains. But I think I paired things up pretty even. And shout outs to people who just messaged me on Twitter or X. You can do so at JR Sport Brief. You know, I've got some interesting comments in already for villains. Figlet Rhubarb says Steve Cohen is a villain. Come on now, Steve Cohen. He's trying to. Hickey, I know you're a Mets fan. Is Steve Cohen a villain? He's not a villain.
That, he can't be a Mets fan saying that. That's got to be someone else. He is not the villain whatsoever.
Well, here's a good one. Chris Lopez tweets me at JR Sport Brief, and he says John Fisher is a villain of the Oakland A's. Now, that guy's a villain. He's a blood-sucking leech to the people of Oakland. That makes sense, Hickey, right?
That's a real villain as an owner, 100%.
Yeah, Dan Fisher basically took a crap on the whole city of Oakland. I would say somebody needs to take a crap on him, but that's inappropriate. But if he wants that, he could potentially call Vince McMahon. Allegedly. I know nothing about these things. These are all allegations. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? I'm going to give you my list, top six villains in the world of sports. Listen to my list and then give me your thoughts. I don't think your list comes with this amazing music.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, sharing with you a new top six list, taking a look at some of the biggest villains in the world of sports right now. I'm not wasting any time. I'm diving up. Well, yeah, I'm diving feet first. I don't know if this guy could dive feet first because let's just say he broke his leg. Let's just say that this guy broke his leg. It should be healed now. And now he's in movies. He broke his leg and I don't know, he was accused of, that sounds terrible. This guy was accused of rape. This man is also accused of punching an old man at a bar. This man, he wasn't accused. I watched this man throw a dolly at a bus. I've seen this man get accused of charged. Well, not accused. He was charged with 6 driving offenses in Ireland not too long ago. Dangerous driving, no insurance, no license. It's Conor McGregor. And oh, yeah, by the way, despite punching old people and being accused of some of these terrible atrocities, he's the biggest pay-per-view draw in UFC history. And Conor McGregor says he's going to fight again this year. Well, when, bro? When? The only lasting image I have in my brain of Conor McGregor is, oh, yeah, when he broke his leg against Dustin Poirier. Shout outs to Dustin. Great guy. Love him. He's from Louisiana. He's from New Orleans. That's my guy. I've spoken to him plenty of times. Conor McGregor sat on the floor after he lost with a broken leg and still proceeded to talk crap. Cover your ears.
The fight obviously stopped in a horrible way. Give us your thoughts on how it was going.
I was boxing the bleeding head off him, kicking the bleeding leg off him. Yous will surely dive to close the distance. This is not over. If we had to take this outside with him, it's all outside. We don't give a...
He said that he believes that one of the kicks that he checked is what broke your leg.
There was no check. There was not one of them I checked. Your wife is in me DMs. Hey, baby, hit me back up on chat you later on. We'll be at the after party, the win nightclub, baby. You're looking bitch, you little Kim.
Whoa. Hickey, the next time you lose a fight, all you got to do is talk crap to the guy and say, hey, your wife is in my DMs. That's all you got to say.
Honestly, with a broken leg, he's lucky he didn't get his ass beat after that again.
I'm saying the other leg is vulnerable. He could have got the other leg stepped on.
Should have.
2 broken legs. And what does his own wife think about that? I know his wife is with him, and I don't know. You know, what am I to say? For everything he's ever been accused of, including cheating, I think she keeps having babies. Well, I guess she's a beneficiary of the lifestyle. I think that's apparent. Anyway, I'm going to move the hell on. We're talking about the biggest villains in sports. I got Conor McGregor at number 6. Where the hell do I go from here?
Number 5.
Oh, this one is easy. Listen to the breaking news from a couple of years ago from CBS Sports HQ.
Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson now facing 24 lawsuits after another woman stepped forward to allege sexual misconduct. This took place on Monday. The second lawsuit filed against him in a week, Watson continuing to deny any wrongdoing.
I know. Deshaun Watson is in the NFL right now. He's played until he got hurt. I know the Browns gave him that big $230 million guaranteed contract, those dumbasses. But the fact is, there's not a time that I don't hear or see Deshaun Watson and just go, man, there were 24 women who accused this guy of being a little too happy at the happy hour place. Okay, you're just there for a massage. It's just for your back. That's it. Nothing else. Oh, yeah, and by the way, Deshaun Watson, as of right now, today, this minute, this second, this hour, this millisecond, whatever the hell you want to call it, Deshaun Watson still has an outstanding case. And I can't believe a couple of years ago, I had people calling me up going, JR, do you really believe this? I don't care if it's 1 or 24. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Look at the evidence. He paid these women off. There was a settlement. He settled with, I believe, about 20 of the 24 women. Come on now. I'm just going to pay everybody to shut. Like, come on. And it took him a while to apologize. Ultimately, he did. 2 years ago in August, he finally stood around with ESPN and the Browns on social media, and he's just like, yeah, I'm sorry.
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back, but I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing for it.
Yeah, well, all the Browns care is that you can show up for work, be healthy, not have a broken shoulder or torn ACL. Let's see what this investment looks like for the Browns. Deshaun Watson. Ugh. Hey, listen, people into their things, but you got to make sure that the person wants that. You can't do that. Don't do that. Not that's a professional. Anyway, you want to talk about a villain in sports? This guy isn't just a villain. He's a super villain. He's a villainous legend. What number are we up to?
Number 4.
I want you to pay close attention to the music that's playing in the background. Not this music. You tell me if the man you are about to hear is not a supervillain. This is from Apple TV. You're going to hear the voice of an interviewer, and then you're going to hear the voice of one of the most hated, despised, but successful coaches in NFL history. His name is Bill Belichick, and he's being asked, why didn't you play Malcolm Butler when the Eagles were whooping your ass? Listen to this from the Dynasty.
In the 2017 season, Malcolm Butler played 98% of the snaps. Why was he only on the field for one play during the Super Bowl?
Matt, we've talked about that.
I didn't ask you about it.
What has been told to me is that there was something personal going on between Bill and Malcolm that was not football related.
Well, that's the owner, Robert Kraft, of the Patriots at the end. He knows a thing or two about massages, too. But anyway, Hickey, did you like the dramatic music that it rose and it was real tense? Did you like that?
I liked even better the original. I guess go behind the curtain. I cut it down a little bit because there was like 10 seconds of that music building up, because after Bill said, or after the questioner said, like, we didn't talk about that, all Bill Belichick did was stare at him for 10 seconds, didn't say a word, and the music kept building. It's a good touch. And that's a guy that, I mean, I give him credit, I guess, in a way of he wasn't going to talk about it. He was just, if he wants to sit in awkward silence, he'll do it all day long.
Bill Belichick walks into empty rooms and the Darth Vader theme plays. You know, dun, 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 dun. That's what plays when he walks into a room. The man is so villainous, he doesn't even have a job right now. Even the Falcons were just like, nah, we'll pass. Let's see if he get a gig next year. It's going to be some tough going for Mr. Belichick. Hey, I got him number four, biggest villains in sports. If Belichick is four, what's the next number?
Number three.
Imagine having documentaries about your violence. Imagine having podcast episodes about your violence. Imagine being ejected. Imagine being so violent that you have a strategy for when you get kicked out of games. At number three, you want to talk about some of the biggest villains in sports. At number three, I got Draymond Green. I mean, we know he was just given the boot against the Orlando Magic last week. Two technical fouls. Draymond Green's career is just wild. We know about the four championships. Maybe they would have more if he didn't kick a guy in the nuts, hi LeBron. This is 19 career ejections. Second to Rasheed Wallace over the past 25 years. Rasheed Wallace had, like, no patience for anybody. Draymond Green was asked, hey, I know you get ejected a lot. Like, what do you do? He got a strategy. Listen to this.
After you get ejected, do you go to back and watch the game? How does, like, the final 6 minutes go for you?
Sometimes I watch. Sometimes I don't.
You watch tonight?
Lift some weights. Get stronger. That's fine. I watched some of it. I didn't watch all of it. I watched here, watched there.
Oh, man, this is great. It's like, hey, it's like asking a kid who always is in detention. I don't even know, do they still do detention? Probably not. Everybody's such a punk nowadays. You can't have detention. They said it'd be hard on the kids. It's like asking that badass kid, hey, what are you doing in detention every, Friday afternoon? He's like, reading comic books, you know, flicking rubber bands at the back of people's heads. Like, Draymond Green has a whole strategy. He has this down to a science when he gets kicked out of games. In a documentary? Come on now. NBA TV did this whole dramatic life change. And listen to the music for this one. NBA TV did this whole dramatic thing about Draymond Green when he punched Jordan Poole. I didn't know it was so poetic. Listen to the explanation. Listen to the narration. Listen to the drama. And Draymond's explanation of punching another man in the face.
On October 5th, Draymond Green and teammate Jordan Poole got into a verbal altercation during practice. The incident ended with Draymond punching Poole in the face. The situation rocked the sports world and shook the Golden State Warriors to the core.
I think in the very first few minutes, I think you're initially upset, pissed off, which is why you have the reaction you have. And so I think in the first minute, just upset, like kind of not thinking about much except for what just happened.
What? From the narration, I didn't know if I was listening to the History Channel or National Geographic. Play the beginning again, just to begin. Let me hear this.
On October 5th, Draymond Green and teammate Jordan Poole got into a verbal altercation.
Okay. They got the water flowing in the background. He punched a guy in the face. Do we need water and sandy beaches in the background? I'm waiting for Shamu to show up. I think Shamu might be gone. I got to Google that in the break. I don't know if Shamu's still alive. Anyway, Draymond Green, big villain. I got him at number three. How does it get worse than Draymond? Oh my God, listen to this number.
Number two.
Well, we're gonna get in and we're gonna get out of this one. It's Trevor Bauer, the man who was ultimately suspended almost 200 games from participating in Major League Baseball because of allegations of sexual assault. And he said that it was consensual. And ultimately, they said that there was not enough evidence to fully prosecute him, but he has had an error in judgment. And this isn't anything that was not known or shared. He just doesn't have a job right now. people don't want to touch him. He's been on an apology tour. And when you have to pretty much explain things like this from people say that you assaulted them and they got marks on their face, it's just bad. This is Trevor Bauer in his own words. Caution. Let's take a listen.
I had consensual sex with this woman on two occasions at my residence in Pasadena, during which we engaged in rough sex. This is something that she brought up. You know, we discussed it together and both agreed to engage in. We established rules and boundaries and I followed them. On both occasions, she consented beforehand when we established those boundaries. She also repeatedly consented during sex when I asked her multiple times if she was enjoying herself and if she wanted to continue.
Okay, and in fact, All right. When you got people coming out outside and they're saying you did this, and then there's photos that produce it, and whether or not you are found guilty or not, it's not a good look. Trevor Bauer may never pitch in Major League Baseball again, despite the fact he was not found guilty. He was found guilty in regards to having and displaying very, very, very poor judgment. Yeah, I got him at number two here on the list. And this story is still bubbling. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the top villains in sports. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to share with you numero uno. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Every single Wednesday night, Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening, I bring you a new top six list. And with all the, let's just say, polarizing personalities in sports right now, this week, Angel Reese, the owner of the Chiefs, I can go on. I wanted to give you a top six list of some of the biggest villains in sports right now. In a few seconds, I'm going to share with you who's on the top spot. Let me give you a quick recap. And I'm thinking about people that are recent, individuals who are recent. No, John Fisher isn't on here. I got another list for him. Please believe it. At number six, I gave you Conor McGregor. At number five, I gave you Deshaun Watson, who still has an open case, by the way. At number four, I gave you Bill Belichick. Such a villain, he doesn't even have a job right now. At number three, I gave you Draymond Green. Draymond Green actually has a strategy. He has a game plan on what he needs to do and what he should do when he gets kicked out of games. He has it all planned out. Goes to the gym for a little bit, watches the game, stretches, congratulates his teammates when they come back. He has it down to a science. 19 career ejections. Nuts. And number two, I gave you Trevor Bauer. Doesn't have a job in Major League Baseball. Not criminally convicted because of his sexual escapades, which he has said are consensual, but violent. So violent, the Major League Baseball suspended him for 194 games, and they have a bunch of teams that don't want to sign him for now. Now, how can you be more polarizing than Trevor Bauer? How can you have more of a profile than Trevor Bauer and his legal issues, which have pretty much gone from just the world of sports just to the general news all over the place? How can you be a bigger villain? It's easy. You could be this number and this name right here.
number one.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, number one villain. I don't care how you feel about him. He's speaking his mind. He represents you. This dude is just disliked all over the place. And it's not because he's speaking his mind, because he won't shut up. That's the thing. Just eventually stop. He's a walking contradiction. He is a definition of a gas bag. He won't stop. And it's not that he's advocating for anybody specifically, but for himself and for the people's opinions who I guess he represents, but he's not doing anything but talking. Aaron Rodgers, as great of a quarterback that he is or was, Super Bowl champ. This man is a four-time MVP, won the MVP award almost 10 years apart. He's great. He's getting old. Well, he is old. He's 40 years old. He's great. He's going into the Hall of Fame. But, man, what a fit did he pitch when they selected Jordan Love. Talked about how much alcohol he needed to have. I mean, what a psychedelic trip that he's had to go on. And good for him. If the psychedelics make you feel better, then whatever works. This man, a couple of weeks ago, had to shut down rumors of just a Sandy Hook, people putting lies on him about the Sandy Hook tragedy. And there's always something with this guy, Aaron Rodgers. Always. And he goes beyond just football and NFL talk. I mean, come on, he's involved with Epstein talk and Jimmy Kimmel. Remember, he joked about Jimmy Kimmel potentially being on an Epstein list and Jimmy Kimmel threatened to sue him. I mean, Aaron Rodgers wasn't discussed on ESPN. He was on America's favorite dirt rag, Inside Edition. Listen to this.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been sacked. Just one day after his non-apology to Jimmy Kimmel, Rodgers has been given the boot from Pat McAfee's popular ESPN show. And among those who say they are pleased is McAfee himself.
Bye-bye, Aaron Rodgers. ESPN sports personality Pat McAfee is done with the drama, announcing today that Aaron Rodgers would not appear on his show for the rest of the football season. And he sounded relieved.
I'm pumped that is no longer going to be every single Wednesday of my life.
McAfee says he believes that his viewers will be delighted at the news that Rodgers won't appear anymore.
There's going to be a lot of people that are happy with that, myself included, to be honest. With the way it ended, it got real loud. Real loud. I'm happy that is not going to be my mentions going forward, which is great news.
Rodgers' last appearance was Tuesday, when he sidestepped an apology to Jimmy Kimmel after suggesting last week that Kimmel might be on a list of associates of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein.
Come on. Is this Aaron Rodgers the quarterback, or is this Aaron Rodgers the... I don't even know. Oh, you thought Inside Edition? Well, it's only Inside Edition. Well, this is what they do. Come on, it was only 2 weeks ago that this guy was in the national news, even on someplace like NBC, MSNBC, because of the whole vice presidential thing. Even they couldn't take it serious. Listen.
Robert F. Kennedy says he will announce his vice presidential pick on March 26th at an event in Oakland. Why are we telling you this in a sports segment? Well, because a source tells NBC News, the independent presidential candidate has offered the slot to an individual, and that individual has accepted the offer. Earlier this week, Kennedy Jr. confirmed to the New York Times, New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Minnesota Governor Jesse the Body Ventura were on his short list. This can't be real, right? It's just he's floating these names for fun.
Like, he's everywhere. And he's participating. This guy was active with RFK. He can't keep his... Well, he opens up his mouth. He just wants to talk. God bless him. Oh, yeah, by the way, for all the talking that he does, this is why I say he's a contradiction. And I think this is the reason why a lot of people don't like him. Because for everything that you just heard, these are a result of things that he has said and done. But then, when he's in the New York Jets building, he has the audacity and the nerve at the end of season press conference to tell everybody, hey, guys, listen, I know I've been hurt all year and I've been sitting around saying dumb stuff, but we don't need no distractions here because we're trying to win. Listen to this.
Anything that doesn't have anything to do with winning needs to be assessed. So anything in the this building that we're doing individually or collectively that has nothing to do with real winning needs to be assessed. Everything that we do has to have a purpose too. When you step in the building, there's intentionality with everything that you do. And it's not a half the time thing. It's not a sometimes thing. It's not a most of the time thing. It's an every time thing. If you want to be a winning organization and to put yourself in position to win championships and be competitive, everything that you do matters. And the that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building.
I hope he has he doesn't. They need to be a tattoo on the front of his head that just says contradiction. Aaron Rodgers, you want to talk about the biggest villain or one of the biggest villains in sports right now? It's him. And then wait until training camp. And I can't wait to hear what the next story is going to be. He's not choking anybody, punching teammates like Draymond Green, but damn it, when he talks, he got everybody in a chokehold. He's the bad guy. And he's embraced it. God bless him. Top six villains in sports, they all can't fit in a sixth spot. Number six, I gave you Conor McGregor. And number five, I gave you Deshaun Watson. And number four, I gave you this dark Sith Lord from Star Wars, Bill Belichick. And number three, I gave you the teammate puncher in Draymond Green. And number two, no nickname for this man, Trevor Bauer. And at number one, the walking contradiction, the gas bag, Aaron Rodgers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I can't name all the villains. People have messaged me on X, and there's a lot of villains out there. And I'm talking about now. Don't call me up about no villain from 1932. Talk about active, recent, today, around now. I'll get to your calls on the other side. And then I want to update you on someone who's, I don't think he's a villain, but some people don't like him anyway. I'll tell you what the hell is going on with this guy, plus your calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. No offense taken. Life is too short to be offended. Like I'd be offended if Hickey said something bad to me, but not by a stranger. Hickey wouldn't say anything. Hickey, you got something bad to say about me? You want to get off your chest?
No, nothing bad to say. Only good things.
Yeah, the feeling is mutual. It's good stuff. Oh, anyway, hey, how about this? We're going to be at the draft, right? And then we doing?
Yeah, how about that? End of April, me, you, Bart Winkler holding it down in Big D. Well, I guess not Big D. All right, that's
it's Dallas.
Yeah. So the other Big D, Detroit.
Just the D.
The D. We're in the D. Live Whoa. For the draft. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we are. Anyway, there's a lot of us that are going to be going, right? It's the draft. We got to trade somebody. Who are we trading? Go ahead.
Oh, we're trading? Let's trade Ack.
Is he coming?
He's not coming. That's why he's traded.
Oh, okay. All right, touche. All right, no. No, no, no.
I mean, I'm telling him, you said okay. You approved it. You're the GM. You said, all right, he's out of there.
Okay. All right. I'll have that conversation with him later on. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Jackson Churio hit his first career home run for the Brewers. This guy's supposed to be the next coming of whoever. And so let's see how many more home runs he has and if he can help the Brewers win something at some point. Anyway, we talked about some of the biggest villains in sports. I just gave you that top six list. If you missed it, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I had Mr. Aaron Rodgers at number one on the list. And number six, I gave you Conor McGregor. And number five, Deshaun Watson. Number four, Bill Belichick. Number three, Draymond Green. Number two, Trevor Bauer. And y'all just told you at number one, Aaron Rodgers. It's fun. The list of fun. I love making them. And when I look on X or Twitter, people are telling me all these other great names. The one that kills me is Shohei Ohtani. And I'm like, yeah, it'd be great if Shohei Ohtani ended up being like a crime boss, like a mob boss, like the boss of all bosses, a undercover crime syndicate that nobody knows about, plays baseball in the daytime, and is running like the biggest gambling ring in the world at night. Like, that story would warm my heart. Not really, but it would be very, very interesting. 855-212-4CBS as we talk about some of the biggest villains in sports right now. Alan is calling from Toronto. Alan, take a deep breath and talk slow. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, I got one that trumps all year six. Evander Kane, he trumps all year six. And he's a jackass, the biggest jackass around. Numerous legal and personal problems, too. You know, he even on the ice, he abused on ice officials, you know, and he's been plagued throughout his whole career. He's betting on his own games, assault and domestic violence, and suspended for submitting a fake COVID-19 vaccination. And in Buffalo, he got into a fight with a bar, the bouncer, and he has domestic abuse with his wife, and he has a restraining order. So this guy is the biggest. You want a villain? He is the biggest villain around, and he is the biggest jackass around too. It's just too bad that he wasn't named after Riddick Bowe, and we could call him Ridiculous Kane instead of Evander Kane. You know. Too bad Riddick Bowe wasn't his
daddy
idol.
Oh, okay, his idol. Okay, all right. Let me ask you something. Well, let me say a couple things.
Sure. Okay.
The majority of our listeners probably don't even know who Evander Kane is.
Yeah, because you're right. You're not a hockey aficionado. That's right. You don't do that. You don't care that much about hockey. You follow it, but you're not an authority on it, so I understand.
No, it's not. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the audience.
Yeah, okay, they're not hockey fans.
I'm just letting that be known. And then I'm saying as a question, like, I'm familiar with everything that you just said, especially the part about his wife. I found that very interesting. His wife or ex-wife basically snitched on him for gambling. Now, having said that, what the hell has he done recently? This is like 3 and 2 years ago, right? Like, what's going on right now?
Yeah, he's been a good boy now. Oh, yes. Okay, sure. But
yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
You wanted president, so I'm using president. Otherwise, okay. I would use Mike Tyson because he's the
okay.
Worst of the
we don't, the man got locked up. We know he got locked up for rape like 30 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was looking for more recent. Like, Conor McGregor is recent right now, relevant and recent. Deshaun Watson, relevant and recent. Belichick, relevant and recent. Draymond Green, real relevant and recent. Trevor Bauer, very relevant and recent. Aaron Rodgers, just unfortunately very relevant and recent. That's
it. None of these guys did the things that Evander did.
Oh, yeah, I hear that. If we want to talk about, like, a number one who, you know what, then yeah, he would be there, but... Yeah, I think I explained, Alan. Appreciate you, though. That was a great one.
Yeah, okay. It's always a pleasure listening to you. Thanks a lot for taking my calls.
Well, thank you for being the best, Alan. Alan is the best. He's a P1 listener. You don't know what a P1 is? Oh, yeah, that means he is a number one. Hey, we got Doug from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Doug?
Hey, JR. I'm just recovering from 7 days in the hospital with pneumonia. And you made
feeling better?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. You made me laugh when you said gas bag number one. I am so glad he's somebody else's issue because you're right. Just Aaron Rodgers just can't stay out of the spotlight. And I'm glad I have no interest in him at all anymore. And you just made me smile.
Yeah, well, listen, anything that I could do to help. Do you need me to send, you need like a fruit basket? You need somebody to feed you grapes? Like, what else will make you feel good?
My daughter brought me home Culver's, so.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm recovering enough to eat pretty good, so, and I slept pretty good. So I'm listening to you. I don't call you much, but I still listen to you in your new slot, and you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Doug. You feel better. If you ever want to just talk to me and you want to insult somebody together, you know who to call, okay?
Thanks.
All right, feel better, Doug. Much best, much love to you. Take it easy, okay? All right, shout outs to Doug for calling from Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, by the way, I told you that there's another guy that a lot of people hate. He didn't make this list. I don't hate him. He's not a villain. It's LeBron James, and LeBron James is still in the news. I know a couple of nights ago, LeBron James was just like, I don't know how long I'm going to play, and we're closer to the end. There was actually a report that came out today, and it's just like, oh, of course. LeBron James plans on playing 1 to 2 more years. Well, please, tell me something that I don't already know. And then last night, with USC's coaches, that's a lot of C's and S's and multiples and plurals. USC's coach leaving. Bronny James now also has an option to leave. And there's a report that he might go into the transfer portal. And LeBron James had an answer for that. Listen.
But at the end of the day, Bronny's his own man. He has some tough decisions to make.
Yeah.
And when he's ready to make those decisions, he'll let us all know. But as his family, we'll support whatever he does.
Bronny James ain't staying at USC. He leaving. I mean, it's enough. It's really the medical stuff. The cardiac arrest set him back. It would have been cool to see what he would have done with a complete season, with no setbacks. It was just bad all the way around at USC. And that's just sometimes the luck of the draw. That's how it goes with sports. Not everybody is going to have the career of a LeBron James. Sometimes it's the luck of the draw. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Sometimes the draw doesn't go your way. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to look into the Buffalo Bills perspective from the Stephon Diggs trade. Talk about the Texans some more. We got a guest coming through to talk about the misery of the Bills. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm not miserable. I'm happy on CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.